bubble.
Wouldn't it be nice to be on one of the Hawaiian islands right now? Get out of the fall chill, shed the sweater, and go to the beach. Yeah. This is a live look at Honolulu, Hawaii tonight.
You have to quarantine for 2 weeks when you get there.
It really stinks. Tourists are returning to the islands with some restrictions, however, due to the pandemic. Officials say about 8,300 travelers arrived on 30 flights to Hawaii yesterday.
News Nation reporter Gina Mangieri joining us live from Honolulu to explain some of these new rules. Gina, thanks so much for being with us. Other than expressing my profound jealousy that you're in Honolulu, I do have a few questions. Talk a little bit about what these new rules mean for people who are looking to get away and land there in your part of the world.
Sure. If you want to come without that two-week quarantine that you were mentioning, yesterday was the first day that the state began accepting negative COVID tests as long as you had the test taken at, within 72 hours prior to your arrival. So even if that result happened to come into your inbox while you were in flight or even the day after you arrive, if it was a little bit late, that's your get out of quarantine free card on the islands of Oahu, Maui, and Kauai. Now, Hawaii Island, or the Big Island as it's also known, they do have a second test that's required when you land, but it's free and they'll give it to you when you land at the airport, and it's just a second double check for that particular county.
And how did the first day go? Long lines of people looking to get to all that warmth and sunshine?
There sure were some long lines. Nothing unexpected for the first day of a new program. And a lot of people who had tickets for the first few days before that, so let's say, many of them rebooked just to come on that day when they could be clear, as opposed to have to go into quarantine. So the longest lines we heard about were about an hour to have your pre-travel COVID test results checked and get on through. But after that log jam, that was about all. And then they were free to go here in the beautiful state of Hawaii. And for the most part, about 80% of people coming to the islands, and of course that includes returning residents as well, 80% of them had those negative COVID tests yesterday.
Certainly good news there. I've been to Hawaii once in life. It was the most beautiful vacation of my life. But I know you guys must have faced a lot of hard times tourism-wise because of the pandemic. How bad did it get there in terms of the drop in visitors?
It couldn't have been worse. In fact, we are of the unfortunate ranking of having the worst loss in our economy, 42.2% of our GDP loss, which is the highest in the entire nation. We went from an industry that brings in usually $17 billion a year from our tourism industry and 10 million tourists down to, of course, nothing. You know, hundreds of people a day who were coming, and they had to stay in quarantine if they were coming for any reason. So it was a hit more severe than anyone could have imagined. Hundreds of thousands of people having to file for unemployment, and still to this day, as of my last check, 93,000 people still on unemployment in a state of only 1.4 million.
Wow. The numbers tell the story there. Gina, thank you so much. We appreciate your reporting tonight.